People who follow the Anuim spirituality are familiar with the richness of the daily word. That's how we're instructed in the school of the heart by the word of God every day. The inexhaustible gold mine of the word of God. That's why last Sunday's gospel, the parable of the sower, is so precious to us, because we know the word is abundant and we want to provide good soil for the word. The Sunday before that, we heard the gospel that I just read. Come to me, all you who labor and are burdened, and I will give you rest. A beautiful, precious word from Jesus himself to each of us who is burdened. Each one of us is laboring under some burden. If not the burdens of illness or of poverty or of conflicts in our families, the burden of being sinners, we all carry a burden. So that's that richness of the word of God, I hope, is familiar to everyone who follows the Anuim way. But there's another richness that I want to point out today, since today is the feast of Our Lady of Mount Carmel. That is the richness of the spiritual families in the church. I mentioned today all of us are Carmelites because we're celebrating Our Lady of Mount Carmel. Now it happens that in the Anuim way, this year, for some reason, the note about Our Lady of Mount Carmel wasn't printed. I don't know what happened. Sometimes, you know, we change, edit, and try to improve these little notes in the Anuim way. But this year it got omitted. So this is volume 22, number 6. I went back to volume 21, number 5, to find July 16. I'll just read it to you, since you don't have it in your books. According to the traditions of the Carmelite order, on July 16, 1251, the Blessed Virgin Mary appeared to St. Simon Stock, a Carmelite. During the vision, she revealed to him the scapular of Our Lady of Mount Carmel, popularly known as the Brown Scapular. Over a century later, the Carmelite order began to celebrate on this date, that is July 16, the Feast of Our Lady of Mount Carmel. The Carmelites had long claimed that their order was founded on Mount Carmel in Palestine by the prophets Elijah and Elisha. In 1609, after Robert Cardinal Bellarmine, St. Robert Bellarmine, examined the origins of the feast, it was declared the patronal feast of the Carmelite order. The celebration of the feast began to spread, with various popes approving it. Benedict XIII placed the feast on the universal calendar of the Latin Church in 1726. The feast celebrates those who are devoted to the Blessed Virgin Mary and who signal that devotion by wearing the brown scapular. According to tradition, those who wear the scapular faithfully and remain devoted to the Blessed Virgin will be granted the grace of final perseverance. So that's the rich tradition that we celebrate today. I'll get back to Our Lady Mount Carmel in a minute, but I want to point out the richness of these spiritualities or spiritual families in the church. To outsiders, this can be very confusing. You know, what's the difference between a Carmelite and a Capuchin? And there's lots of jokes about this. You know, the joke about the Dominican and the Franciscan and the Jesuit who walk into a bar and things like that. So I won't go into those jokes, but even in the church, it can be a little confusing. But it's actually a precious treasure to have spiritualities. Here in Anuim, we celebrate in a very tiny way our spirituality. We celebrated on Tuesday the death anniversary of Sister Barbara, our co-foundress. And maybe there were, 100 people here, 90, 100 people? They're not all committed Anuim members, but most of them aren't. But they're all tapping into the richness of the spiritual family. Yesterday was the feast of St. Bonaventure, the Franciscan, great Franciscan, contemporary of St. Francis himself. Although I think Francis was dead by the time Bonaventure entered the Franciscans. But anyway, Bonaventure, who inherited the richness of Franciscan spirituality, but also saw a kind of a chaotic flowering or a explosion of the interest, he was able to bring some depth, some order, some peace to the Franciscans. And then yesterday, many of us went to the the shrine, now international shrine of St. Padre Pio. He's a Capuchin Franciscan. I didn't see any Capuchins there. But that, and in fact, the shrine isn't even run by the Capuchins. It's run by the diocese. But you see, everybody there is benefiting from the richness of the spirituality through St. Padre Pio. I didn't see any religious there. I saw one sister in bright blue. I don't know what order she belongs to. Not a Capuchin, because the Capuchins wear brown, like the Carmelites. So, anyway, and just pointing out, there's so much richness to these traditions, these religious families. Like any family, a family that's stable doesn't have to make everybody a member. A family provides a refuge for the larger community. That's true of the human family. It's true of the religious families. So we don't all have to go to or enter the Carmelite monastery in order to benefit from the Carmelite spirituality. There aren't very many Carmelites around. I think there's only one here today, Sister Rosie. So, and how many people enter to the cloistered life? Not very many people, but we all benefit from this spiritual family. The sign of it being the wearing of the brown scapular. It's kind of like the uniform of the Carmelites and everyone who's under the protection of Our Lady of Mount Carmel. Scapular comes from the word for the shoulders, right? It's worn on the shoulders, worn over the shoulders, which is something like the stole. You know, the priests wear a stole. This is the stole of the priest. It's worn over the shoulders, kind of like the uniform. Yesterday, when we were at the shrine of Padre Pio, the guide brought us into the chapel of the relics, and there's a bunch of relics there, some first class, some second class, different pieces of cloth stained with Padre Pio's blood. But she said the crowning relic that they have there is the vestment of Padre Pio. They put it in the center of that chapel. In the center of this little circular chapel is a glass case with the chasuble and the stole of St. Padre Pio. Now, it's funny because that's probably not stained with his blood, because why would a chasuble have blood? But anyway, he wore that at Mass, and that becomes the sign of his priestly mission and of his years of dedication to Jesus Christ crucified. I'm just saying that's part of the spiritual family, part of the richness of spiritualities. Okay, it happens that on the feast of Our Lady of Mount Carmel, we have this beautiful gospel. Come to me, all you who labor and are burdened. And it mentions the yoke. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. The yoke is worn on the shoulders. So the scapular, the stole, the yoke, these are all connected. These are a mantle of protection, but also a burden of responsibility. A yoke is what makes it possible to plow. It's part of the work. And modern times, in the kind of fragmentary philosophies of modern era, people say they don't want any yoke. They don't want to have any responsibilities. They want to be free. And freedom means not having to do anything that anyone else tells them what to do. Well, that's not real freedom. And having no yoke at all means having nothing at all, being nothing at all, having no uniform, having no protection, having no identity. That's not freedom. That's, in fact, a very heavy slavery. Which is why in modern times, people with all modern advantages feel more burdened. Because people have the burden of creating themselves, of coming up with their own definition of reality, even a definition of themselves. What a terrible burden to have to create yourself, make yourself into something that you decide. No, what about submitting to the yoke that the Lord has for us? What about taking on the identity that God has in his mind for all eternity? How about submitting to the will of God, which sounds so bad to the modern mind, but is actually the key to freedom and to fulfillment? Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. come to me, all you who labor and are burdened. This call to come to Jesus is called to take on his will, the will of the Father, to unite ourselves with his work of saving the world, to be part of the mission of extending the kingdom of God. This is what Our Lady of Mount Carmel provides for us. This call, come to me, is echoed by Our Lady. Why do people go to Carmelite monasteries? Because they know that's a place of prayer. They know that there are people praying there, even if they don't see them. It's a spiritual powerhouse. It's a connection between heaven and earth. Mary is this connection. Our Lady of Mount Carmel provides this connection with what God is calling us to be. She's protecting us with her mantle. She's providing us with the protection of the scapular so that we can remain on our task, free from concern about ourselves, so that we can give ourselves. As I said, the modern idea that everything comes from us is a terrible burden. That's why there's so much mental illness now, because people think everything rests on them to make their life successful and make themselves happy. That doesn't work. No, take on this yoke. My yoke, Jesus says, my yoke is easy, my burden is light. That's what Mary says. My scapular is light. In fact, a modern brown scapular is very small by comparison to the scapular that the Carmelites wear. It's a garment, really. It's light. It's a light burden. It's not no burden. It's not completely without meaning or without any responsibility. No, we all have responsibilities. We all have a call, and to submit to that call is a yoke. But it's a yoke that leads to rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. I am meek and humble of heart, and you will find rest for yourselves. Our Lady of Mount Carmel is not intent on burdening us more. She wants us to experience the rest of the Lord. The freedom from the burden of sin. Freedom from the burden of the expectations of the world. The freedom that comes with saying yes to God. So this is what we're celebrating when we celebrate Our Lady of Mount Carmel. We're celebrating the whole tradition of Mary's response to God and her role in helping us respond to God. It's wonderful. It's mysterious. That's why I read this whole description of the feast day, because it's rooted in the growth of the spirituality over centuries, even from the days of Elijah the prophet. But its richness comes from submitting to it, from saying yes, Mary, I'll wear your yoke, your scapular. Yes, Lord, I will take on your yoke. I will follow you. And when we do that, when we take the risk of faith, we discover the rest that comes from belonging to God and belonging to our Blessed Mother. So let's celebrate this feast of Our Lady Mount Carmel with this awareness of our responsibility to say yes. It's not our responsibility to create the world and to make things better. Our responsibility is to say yes to God, to take on this yoke. And that's where we find lasting and deep rest in the Lord.